growing up watching Monday Night Football and just watching the NFL and finally getting to do that, it was pretty surreal. It was awesome, like, to soak all that in and go out and do that, especially with the five guys we got up front. Couldn't ask for better teammates to go out there and do this with. So, and not just them, but the whole team. So it was awesome.
On plays where we see you 15, 20 yards downfield, is that designed that way, or is it if you don't have anybody to hit, you go find somebody? Because there are a couple plays where you were in front of ball carriers way down the field.
Yeah, that's just, you know, a type of play that we got. So, yeah, just, you know, it's the play design, and that's how it worked, and it worked out well.
You guys didn't play a whole lot together in the preseason, just in training camp and practices. How did you feel like you gelled?
I think it was good. You know, obviously, we got the win, so that's always important. That's number one. And then we'll go back, you know, starting tomorrow and the next day, and break it down and see what we need to work on. So, obviously, some things we needed to get better at. But as well, I think it was, you know, a pretty decent start, so we'll just have to build on that.
Is there a special pride when you're running back and grind out the win? You guys got the ball, a chance to wind out the clock, and you break open the holes for him up early.
Yeah, you know, we knew we had to go out there and, you know, get a first down. We wanted to get 100 yards rushing and kind of close the game out, so we went out there and we did that. So, yeah, that was kind of a sense of a pride thing we wanted to go out there and do. So yeah, it was good.
You guys seemed pretty balanced overall, but what would you say you guys did better pass or
together? You know, it's hard to tell before you watch the film, but I think we were protecting decent, we ran the ball decent, so I think we had some good balance, but there's definitely areas we have to improve on, you know, overall.
Is there an area that stands out to you where you'd like to improve personally?
I mean, personally, you always have a couple plays that you kind of stick out in your head, like, you know, you want to get better at that, but yes, so like I said, you have to watch the film and kind of dissect and see, you know, footwork and making calls and that type of stuff, just to make sure you kind of get it all right all the time.
How good was just the line overall? I mean, looking pretty solid.
You know, I think we did good. We got the win, and you know, I think we protected decent and ran the ball decent. But it's hard to tell before you watch the film. But you know, walking out here with the win is always a good feeling. So I think we did something right on the offensive line.
Did you have any nerves just being out there first game as a rookie? You know, first rookie starter at center, 55 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not the 55 years thing, but just a rookie starting in the first game. But I think you're gonna have nerves every game. But yeah, it was definitely just. Exciting atmosphere and Monday Night Football and all that definitely amped it up, but just kind of wanted to be calm and not, you know, overwhelm myself, because I know that's not going to do me any good, especially when you have to make calls and make sure everyone's on the same page. So it really just goes into your preparation during the week and work really hard then, study, and then when it comes to game day, you just let it go. Leave your anxiety in here is what Coach Shermer always says, and what I really, you know, take to heart. Leave your anxiety in the locker room and go out and do it.
To see your fellow rookie Dalvin Cook go for 100 plus tonight.
Yeah,
the offensive line has got to make you proud.
Yeah, you know, I was real excited for Dalvin. That kid's a very special player, and I'm excited he's on our team.
It can take some time for offensive lines to gel. You guys did it essentially in less than a couple of weeks here, from preseason to the start of the regular season. What is it about this group that made it happen so quickly?
I think we have great leaders, you know, all across the board. You know, Joe is our veteran, and Riley, and Mike, and Nick. You know, all those guys have played some ball and just, you know, great leaders, and everyone, you know, seems to get along well, and we work hard in practice, we study hard, and those guys really just lead the way. So I think it's a credit to our veteran leaders on the other line.